an ambulance crews arrived and realised that we might be needed, and given us a call to come and offer any assistance that we can. Pop all the kit down, I'll go forward with the monitor. So they've managed to get some C-spine immobilisation on him. Handover is that he's fallen from a height. They haven't really been able to get any obs on him, but he's very agitated. So airway-wise, maintaining his own airway, doesn't require any jaw thrust or anything like that. Chest-wise, there's some bruising over the left-hand side of the chest, some crepitus on that left-hand side. Can you pass me some oxygen forward, mate? We'll get that on him. So already I think we've found some time-critical injuries here, mate. What we'll do is potentially let's start setting up for an RSI, okay? Okay, so GCS of 11, combative. Flight safety is going to mandate that we take him by air. Let's get the less on, let's get the straps on, and let's get in the aircraft and go. Yeah,
collar.
Collar on. Are you happy to take care of all that, and I'll set up the trauma call for Walsgrave?
Yep.
Within 4 minutes of the lady, who is obviously lives next door to the shop, within 4 minutes of her coming around complaining of feeling unwell, I was able to raise a first responder who lives in the village, whose number I always have at hand. And within a matter of minutes, she was up here and obviously then took over and contacted the various services, ambulance and then the air ambulance. And we're all talking within a 20-minute cycle of time, really, before the help is here and she's having attention.
Now, we're somewhere here that's quite rural and doesn't have a major hospital at its convenience. How important do you think it is for things like the air ambulance to be supported?
Well, yes, the wider area is the most important because, as you've rightly said, rural areas, you are rather cut off from what you would imagine to be the main services. But I think today has proved that this isn't the case. You know, the air ambulance is there for whether you're out in the sticks or in the cities.
Well, in March of this year, I fell off a horse and I broke 12 ribs and punched my windpipe. And the air ambulance crew treated me on site. They were on scene really quickly, and they inserted chest drains because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to breathe. So if it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't be here right now talking to you.